Greetings, Global Sangha. Greetings from virtual IMC. I'm in Mountain View, California, on ceded Ohlone land, and I am delighted to be here supporting the Sangha today with the last practice, the sixth practice of the body section in the Satipatthana Sutta. While Gail travels to Southern California to visit his dad today. So the sixth practice of the body in the Satipatthana Sutta, in many ways, the previous practices build up to this one, really prepare us for this one. And this is how all the practices in the Satipatthana Sutta, both the four main categories, they build from the more, they build for their foundations for one another, as well as in each subsection, in each of the four subsections, the body, they build up for each other. So this last one, which really has to do with appreciating our body as nature, that this body is nature, the body that we take it to be me and mine is really a piece of nature and is subjected to all the laws of nature. The previous couple of practices that we've done, actually all of them, but especially the one yesterday that Gail led with the elements, with the four elements, the elemental nature. Yes, this body is the elements, is elements inside, nature outside, as well as the one the day before with the 32 parts of the body. As if this body was a bag of beans. So if we take those two practices and put them on wheels, basically, put them on steroids, or put them on a time lapse, oh, what happens with nature? Ah, with that time lapse, with the truth of impermanence, then we arrive at this last practice. So in order to invite us for our reflection, for our practice, for our meditation today, and I'll say a lot more about the teaching of the sutta specifically at the end in the Dharmat, but just to motivate our practice, what I like to do is to flash a few images of nature, of gardens and outside. There's, as they say, a picture is worth a million, a thousand, I don't know, however many words. So, and then we'll start our guided meditation. So this will just be a few seconds to motivate that. So here we go. Okay. Let's see here on Zoom. Let's see. Driving Zoom, sharing screen. Here we go. Okay. So we'll start with the image. We'll start where Gail left off yesterday. So with the suggestion, with the invitation of seeing yourself as a garden. So you can use in the guided meditation, I'll suggest an image of a garden, a vegetable garden. You can use this one or your own favorite one. Then perhaps an image of a forest, redwoods. Lying down, watching the sky, feeling a part of nature. Again, you can use this image or an image from your own mind later. And then the forest floor, being a part of nature, feeling that nature inside, nature outside, all the elements, earth, water, fire, and wind. And fire being this capacity of nature to change and shift and be transformed through sunlight, through heat. And perhaps a log that has become a nurse log, a log that has fallen and has become a nurse log for other growth in the forest. And other images from the forest floor, as we imagine ourselves as part of nature, changing, shifting, growing. And of course, decaying. It's part of nature to grow and shift and change. We are not so different. This body is nature. This body is nature. This body is not so different. This body is nature. And so too, just like nature, this body is nature. This body is not so different. It will decay. So let's begin. Let's begin our practice, our formal practice, by settling in. By settling in into the felt sense of this body in this moment. Inspired and using the foundation of the previous days, teachings on the body. Noticing the breath. Moving in and out. Noticing the contact points. The earth element, the connection with the earth, as if we were earth, sitting on earth, this body as earth, sitting, lying, resting on earth. I like to invite you to imagine you're sitting or lying down in a lush garden, feeling this body. Surrounded by nature. By fruits, vegetables, all parts of nature. This body alive and breathing is to nature. Perhaps as if you were lying down, looking at the sky. At the trees around you, vegetation around you. Earth element, earth on earth. Feeling the solidity, contact points of this body in this moment. And expansively watching the sky, the clouds. Trees around, part of the forest floor. Relaxing, softening, inviting the body to know, to trust that it is part of nature. It's not separate. It is not separate. To feel the peace of nature, the peace, to feel the peace of wild things. As in the poem by Wendell Berry. This body, alive, breathing, is a part of nature. Not so different from an apple that falls from a tree. The forest floor and decays. Not so different. This body is nature. This is the truth of how things are. The intimacy of being nature. Seeing this body just as the apple. Decaying, decomposing. Going back into nature. This natural process. the mind can become quite calm and absorbed with the freedom, with the ease that this contemplation brings. See for yourself. This body is nature. This body too is of the same nature. And it will be like that like an apple. Decaying, decomposing. It's not exempt from that fate. This body is nature. This body is nature. This body is nature. This body is nature. It's not separate from nature. Nature inside, nature outside. Nature inside, nature outside. It is subject to laws of nature. This body will go back into nature someday. And for the last moments of this practice, if there has been any self-criticism or judgment coming up about your practice, I couldn't do this, my mind was distracted. Whatever has come up, let's compost it. Let's offer it back into nature. No need to hang on. Offer it back to nature. And knowing that the natural, being natural, this body, being nature, is true for us, for this being and this seat. As well as all beings everywhere, all beings everywhere are part of nature. They're not separate from nature. All human beings, all animals, we're all nature. Offering our hearts while we are alive, while this body is alive, blessed with the miracle of aliveness. Offering our love, our care, our goodness to ourselves and to all of nature. This incredible, mysterious thing called life. It's too brief not to love. It's too brief. It's too brief. May all beings everywhere, including us, know their true nature and be free.